Welcome to today's Daily Manna, a Friday the 28th of April 2023. Today's topic is contending with persecution. Our text today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 20 verses 7 through 18. O Lord, Thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily, everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out, I cried violence and spoil. Because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me, and a derision, daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Verse 10. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side. Report, say they, and we will report it. All my familiars watched for my halting, saying, Peradventure he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a mighty terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. But, O Lord of hosts, that treat'st the righteous, and seest the reins and the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them. For unto thee have I opened my cause. Sing unto the Lord, praise ye the Lord. For he hath delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of evildoers. Verse 14. Cursed be the day wherein I was born. Let not the day wherein my mother bare me be blessed. Cursed be the man who brought tidings to my father, saying, Amen, child is born unto thee, making him very glad. And let that man be as the cities which the Lord overthrew, and repented not. And let him hear the cry in the morning, and the shouting at noontide. Because he slew me not from the womb, or that my mother might have been my grave, and her womb to be always great with me. Verse 18. Wherefore came I forth out of the womb to see labor and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame. Key verse. Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 9. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Billy Graham, the late evangelist of repute, once said, Persecution is one of the natural consequences of living the Christian life. It is to the Christian what growing pains are to the growing child. No pain, no development. No suffering, no glory. No struggle, no victory. No persecution, no reward. Jeremiah recounted his feeling of disappointment and depression following the opposition and persecution he had received for declaring the word of the Lord. Instead of obeying and responding to the prophecies he gave, he had been mocked, derided, and even imprisoned. The worst was the opposition he received from a supposed priest, Pashur, who got him smitten and thrown into the dungeon. He, therefore, resolved that he would no longer make mention of the word of the Lord any longer. But despite his resolve, He could not resist the heavy convictions and burdens the Lord was bringing upon him. He also got the reassurance of God's presence and support to carry on with his assignment. Persecution should not come to the believer as a rude shock. It is understandable that it can be discouraging to face opposition, especially when one is standing for the truth and declaring the word of God unwaveringly. But that is how it has always been. In our society today, evildoers have priests who are in their payroll. They are ever ready to fight any genuine preacher who exposes the iniquities of their paymasters. Believers should not allow such attitudes and oppositions to scare them and run them out of town. No matter the opposition and persecution coming from enemy camps, the Lord has assured us of His abiding presence and continual support. Do not be forced into keeping shut and refusing to preach the word. Do not even be forced to water down the truth and preach convenient gospel. Preach the word always. The Lord is always there to support you. Thought for the day. It is sheer folly and an act of cowardice to be silenced by opposers of the gospel. The Bible in 1 year. Joshua chapters 8 to 10.